So here I am doing the fascinating jury charge error topic in the coveted right after lunch time slot. But when I started looking at these cases, I had a realization that learning jury charges is one of the things that distinguishes us as appellate lawyers. Because in the trial, you know, the trial lawyers do what they're supposed to do, powerful opening statement, presentation of evidence, order of witnesses, presenting your witnesses in the light most sympathetic, bringing it all home with the closing argument, all that blah, 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 trial lawyer stuff. And then comes the trial conference, the charge conference, and the charge itself, which we start looking at on appeal, and that's where the real lawyers, the appellate lawyers, start to work. So this is an area we really need to be familiar with. And it's not easy. This is a volume of Vernon's that deals with the charge statute, which is on the first page of my paper. You can see it's about this big. And this is the commentary on it, all the thicker part of that book. And that's only one of the statutes that deals with jury charge errors. So I'm not possibly going to be able to cover this whole topic. Books have literally been written about it. But what I want to do is talk about a few key issues that have come up repeatedly lately and talk about ways to both attack and defend jury charge errors. Now, this conference used to include a topic called preservation of error on jury charge errors, and I sit at the planning committee. By the time we appellate lawyers get to see the jury charge, that ship has sailed. You know, it's either been preserved or it hasn't been. So there's not much point in talking about that. I just want to add one thing for defense lawyers, that if you have read the evidence and it's perfectly obvious to you that some charge should have been included in the charge and it wasn't, of course, there is another way to go.